this guy is our friend. Still the only member of the show to have a theme song. Justin Sangle had one for 5 minutes.
Tony had one.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Bert?
Yeah.
Are you home?
Yeah, I'm living in two rooms with my family because we're renovating. So my wife's like, if you're talking on the phone, you go outside.
Oh, you didn't have to do that. Is it 5 o'clock in the morning there?
Yeah.
Oh, good morning.
Good morning. The coyotes are still out.
Were you sleeping? And one time I called you, or you called me on a Saturday morning at 5 o'clock in the morning your time one time, and I go, what are you doing awake? And you go, I don't know, my daughters are training to be farmers, which I thought was the greatest line. What? We just woke you up?
Yeah.
I wouldn't have taken that phone call.
It rang twice. Carmen was very persistent. And my wife's like, answer the phone, go outside.
Oh, that's so funny. Well, hey, Bert, how you doing, pal?
I'm doing good. I went to Doug Stanhope's premiere of his our special last night, so I was out partying.
Nice. How was it?
It is absolutely hilarious. Holy cow, it's on CISO. It's called No Place Like Home.
Yeah.
Johnny Depp produced it, and it is insane.
Boy, they really are tight, huh?
They're like best friends, dude.
That's the weirdest thing. So you know that Johnny Depp must do some crazy drugs.
I don't know if he does drugs, but man, he puts down some booze.
Oh, was he there last night?
I kept looking for him, thinking he'd be in costume. No,
like a pirate.
Yeah, someone. Apparently, he was there like the other night partying, and they were like, man, he's so weird. His teeth are gold. His hair's all braided. Like, and they were like, yeah, he's going in. He's in costume. He's shooting Pirates of the Caribbean. He's got to be there like tomorrow. yeah.
This is Bert Kreischer, who is still coming on the cruise, right?
100%.
Oh, boy, the guarantee. Did you get my text about pre-registering?
Yeah, I'm pre-registering. Okay. Our internet's spotty in our house, so I have to wait until everyone's gone and I can just sit in the bathroom and register.
There's a Starbucks 7 feet away from your house. Just walk over to Starbucks.
I don't do that. Come on, man.
He's writing his novel there. He doesn't want to do text.
Yeah. I wanted to call and talk about the Call in Sick to Work show.
Call in Sick to Work show, Friday morning. We're coming in. We're drinking I'm drinking a cowhead. And then we're going right to the club.
Listen to what we're doing Friday. We're doing the show from a different studio. You know where Burns is, right?
Yeah.
Right across the street from Burns is the Epicurean Hotel. And in that hotel, in the lobby, they've built a TV studio kitchen like you'd have on any cooking show. And they have dual stoves and all that stuff. And they do like a chop challenge like they have on the Food Network. So Friday morning, we're doing our show from there, and Galvin and I are going to go against each other head-to-head, chop style, and you and Carlos Mencia and Ian Beckles are going to be the judges.
Hold on. Carlos Mencia?
Do you not get along with Carlos?
No. I did a podcast where they trashed him.
Oh, you did?
Oh.
He's on his way here, so anything you want to say, get it out now.
Are you serious?
What did you trash Carlos for?
By the way, Bert, we should point out you're on the air right now.
I literally said, when will I ever run into this guy? 17 years.
We couldn't have planned it any better.
I literally said to myself, I was like, you know what? I'll let this one fly. I don't know the guy. Are you kidding me?
Maybe we'll be doing the punch out on Friday.
Yeah.
A little bit early. You want to fight Carlos?
No, I don't want to fight Carlos. I want to get through the morning.
Oh, this would be great. Nothing makes a radio show better than an uncomfortable relationship between two comedians.
Oh, man.
Do you want to make up with him? Do you think he even knows about it?
I didn't say no, he doesn't know about it.
Oh, he does now.
Podcasts.
I'm sure he does now. He's on his way here probably listening.
It was some lady from the Comedy Store talking. Just that is a comic now, and she was just, I mean, trashing him.
Oh.
And I was like, I literally was like, in my head, I was like, it was one of those things you're like, well, you know what? I've been floating around the Comedy Store for a while now. I've never run into the guy. What are the odds I'll ever run into this guy?
Lock it in, pal.
Carlos Mencia, where's he performing?
He's down in Port Charlotte at Vasani Hall.
Really?
But because he's such a good friend of the show, he's driving all the way in today and then coming back on Friday.
Yeah, he's doing Vasani tonight, tomorrow night, and then the Orlando Improv Thursday through Saturday.
Right.
Wow.
Yep.
So yeah, well, that should be fun.
After 17 long years, bring the two of you guys together.
I've never met the guy.
You know what would be great is while we have them both there, we listen to all the things Bert said about him on the podcast.
Mm-hmm. That'd be good.
I didn't say anything. This chick, Eleanor, just trashes him.
Well, we'll find out because we'll listen to it in front of both of you and we'll see who actually says what.
Yeah. It stinks too because, I don't know what I said, but I'm sure I wasn't like fair and balanced the way Anderson Cooper would have been about it. Oh,
hold on. When you're interviewing, sometimes you get caught up in what the person's talking about.
Well, dude, it's my biggest problem as a man. Yeah. I just want everyone to be happy. So they're like, they can be like, you know what? I just had some good points. I'd be like, I know, right?
Yeah, if you were interviewing a key member of ISIS, you'd be a sympathizer by the end of the interview.
Yeah, I'd be like, yeah, no, I get it. The uniforms are cool.
All right, so either way, Bert's going to be here on Friday, and we'll be live at the Epicurean, and then on Saturday, and then Friday at noon, we have the Call in Sick to Work show. Now, Rob is going to open up for you, right?
Yep.
How long does he need to prepare to do?
15 minutes.
Perfect. 45 minutes,
not
Rob.
Not 15.
You're your full act
I have
together.
Hearing. I have headphones on. Thank you, Bert. I appreciate it.
Is there anybody else?
25 minutes. Carlos Mencia is going to go up and repeat it.
Make it worse.
I might as well, right? I might as well burn it to the ground.
He's here now. You want me to bring him in the studio?
No, he's not.
Yes, he is. You have headphones over there?
Serious?
Yes. Do you want me to go get him?
No. I don't dislike the guy at all. I just... why am I doing this? All right, I gotta go, guys. There's a coyote out here. Call in sick to work show Friday. Everyone get your stand.
Come see Bert. Carlos is going to stab Bert live on stage.
Real quick, was it Eleanor Kerrigan's podcast that you're talking about?
Yeah, Eleanor Kerrigan.
Okay.
We'll get it.
Yeah.
We'll get it going. Hey, Bert, looking forward to seeing you.
It should be fun, yeah. This is going to be a blast.
Are you excited for the cruise?
Yeah, I'm so excited for the cruise, dude. I've been having allergies like crazy living in this house. I cannot wait to get to the open sea, like one of those kids that had the consumption, one of those Irish kids who's like, America's going to be a fresh start.
As far as excursions, are you down with like ATVs and stuff?
Just down with everything.
All right.
I've been doing it for 7 years. I jumped off the world's tallest building.
All right. I don't need to see your Bert the Conqueror resume. All right, good. I just wanted to make sure. We're very excited. Calta Cruise number 10, Bert Kreischer, Ralphie May, and Bert's Call in Sick to Work show this Friday.
When's Ralphie getting town?
Ralphie's in Jacksonville this weekend, and he is coming straight from Jacksonville on Saturday.
Well, he's not going to be in studio Friday?
No. Just you and Carlos.
Why wouldn't you? What is wrong with Ralphie?
He's working in Jacksonville.
Yeah, tell him to get in his tour bus. After his show Friday night.
He did. He came in last Friday.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
It's going to be a long night.
Friday's going to be a very... What? Now, where are you staying at your father's?
I guess. I don't know.
Stay there so I can pick you up in the morning and take you to Port Canaveral.
Yeah.
Okay.
Saturday. Yeah, I'm staying at my dad's. Friday. I come in Thursday night. Friday, we go in and do radio, and then I will definitely be drinking Friday morning at radio.
Okay, good.
Doing the Call in Sick to Work show. Are you coming to the Call in Sick to Work show?
Of course we are. Of course we are.
All right, we're going to party. Tell Carlos to do some time with us. For real.
Okay.
Well, he's going to be over in Orlando. Yeah. No, he'll be here.
He said he's going to come back on Friday to do the live broadcast with us.
Yeah, tell Carlos to come in. Do some time. We'll get drunk with him.
All right, all right. Carlos is crazy. He puts on, he's a good radio guest.
Is he really?
Yeah, he's a great radio guest.
Really?
Yeah. He's also going to stab you on Friday, which should make for great radio.
I didn't say anything about him, but man, I did not. I just let it happen. Mm-hmm. Holy cow.
That's all right. That's good enough. All right, listen. We'll see you Friday. Call in, Sick to Work show, noon at the Improv of Burt Kreischer.
Yes, I'll see you guys Friday. All right, I'm going back to bed.
Good night.
See ya.
Bye.
All right, love you guys.
Yeah. Oh, man, I had no idea. I had no idea. Did you see Carlos? Was he listening? Does he know? Oh, don't worry. We'll tell him about it.